Welcome to Jam Session Reality Era, where we're spilling the tea on our favorite reality shows. From the drama-fueled Housewives to the legendary Vanderpump Crew, we're here to dish it all out. Just a heads up, spoilers are on the menu, so listen at your own risk.
Hey everybody, it's Jeanette.
And Megan.
And today we're talking about Real Housewives of Miami Season 6, and this is going to be covering episodes 1 through 15.
Yeah, we have a lot to go over, but this has been a really long season, I feel, for Miami. Or maybe just so much has happened that it just feels like it's been really long.
Yeah.
But let's get into it.
Let's get into it. Oh, and we wanted to mention that we're recording together in Florida.
Oh, yeah, again. Last week, you guys heard that we were together. Well, guess what? We're still together.
Together forever.
Forever together.
Whoop, whoop. I don't think we're going to be recording again together next time. But
no, it'll probably be a while again before we record together. Probably the next time you come to Florida.
So then.
July. For my birthday. On my birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Doing it. Mark the calendars. All right. So, Megan, I want to start with my typical question that I always ask. Whose fashion did you like the best on Miami, and whose do you like the least?
I love that you asked this because we love the fashion.
Yeah.
I think Nicole has incredible taste. Mm-hmm. She has this one outfit where she's sitting and she gets like interviewed. I forgot what it's called, but the confessional or whatever.
Yeah.
It's black and white and it's tweed and it has like these little gold accents on it.
Doesn't it have cute straps too?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yes.
It's like classy and fun and flirty.
It's so cute. It's like a timeless piece.
Yeah. She has really cute clothes.
And whenever she wears like her little sports gear, because she works out, you know, she plays basketball with her hubby. She looks adorable then too.
I don't think I've ever seen anything that Nicole has worn where I'm like, no, I don't like that. I love everything she wears.
Yeah, she has really good taste. I also really like Kiki's fashion.
Oh, yeah, she's such a supermodel. She can pull off anything.
Yeah, and her boobies are always showing, but she's got good boobies. She's got good boobies.
Her boobs
to show.
Are always flying out.
But you know what? They're nice. So you do it. But I love the dresses that she wears and the colors that she wears. I just feel like they're so vibrant and beautiful. And yeah, I like them the most. Yeah. Did you ask me my least?
Yeah. Who's your least?
I think my least favorite is Adriana. I can't really even think of any of her outfits. I can't think of any of her outfits except for her, when she does the pride.
I was just thinking that one. The Brazilian.
Yeah, with the performance. Huge, they look like parrot macaw wings.
Yeah,
like,
she had her pride wings on.
Her pride wings, yeah. That's what it was. So I guess she's my least favorite.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
But I'm curious too. Who's your favorite and least favorite?
So Nicole is also my favorite, but I also really like Alexia. I think she has really good fashion too. She does like a lot of the two-piece sets, and they just always look so good on her.
She looks really put together.
Yeah, I love Alexia's. And then my least favorite, I'd put Adriana too. A girl, you know when she went to the recording studio and she wore this Louis Vuitton makeshift? It had like a cape butt and I'm sure Louis Vuitton worked really hard on that and charged a lot for that, but I hated that. It's so awful.
I don't get it.
I was like, ew, what is she wearing? And then for some reason, I don't like Julia's style.
So I was thinking Julia too. Is it me or does it seem kind of matronly in a way?
Maybe. I think she has upped her style in the last few seasons. Like, I feel like she's put more effort into it.
Yeah.
But there was one thing she wore. She had this really nice, cool, twisty dress on. But then she wore these old looking cowboy boots that she probably wears on her farm to milk the goats. And I'm like, why?
So I do like her farm attire. I like her overalls. I like that she has a little farm life. I think it's cool that she has a farm in Miami.
Yeah, that is cool.
Like, I'm curious actually, like, what part of Miami she lives in where she has a farm. But like the everyday wear. Yeah, I guess.
Just a little miss. Just not my favorite. I mean, all the ladies always look beautiful, but you know, it just comes down to minor details and trying to just pick one that I don't vibe with the most. And those are the two.
If you could think through the fashion of all the franchises, which one's your favorite?
Oh my God, I think that you asked me this in my question. Did you or no?
I did.
Okay, out of all franchises, I think it's really hard to choose. Because in Salt Lake, they have, like, their winter fashion. Oh, and it's so cool. And yeah, then Miami, that's true. They're not wearing winter shit. And their Miami fashion's really cool. And then you go to Beverly Hills and their stuff's really nice. It just seems...
And they are all different aesthetics. They are different.
They're not going to wear what you would wear in Salt Lake as you would in Miami and Beverly Hills and Salt Lake. And
that's true.
I do really like Miami.
Miami because they're so colorful and flowy. I feel like everything is very, like the dresses and the skirts, like they just, they're billowy and they're pretty. Billowy. Yeah.
That's a cool word.
Yeah.
I feel like the Miami girls show a lot of skin, too, because it'd be hot in Miami.
Yeah. And there's all them hot girls in Miami, so they got to show it off.
Yeah. Show it off, lady. So let's chitty chat about Lisa. She is going through a divorce with her husband, Lenny. I guess they were together for over 12 or 13 years.
Yeah, they've been together for as long as I can remember her being on this show. They were together.
Yeah, I think she was a waitress in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they met and they got married. And she was just, like, thrown into this life of luxury. And I feel like she just grabbed it by the horns.
Yeah, I think that she feels that she was meant to live the life of luxury. Like, some people are happy that they get to live it. I feel like she's just like, I deserve this. Yeah. This is the life that I should be living. This is what I always knew I wanted.
Yeah, but, you know, right after her and Lenny started going through this divorce, she found a boyfriend named Jovi. And I just wanted to know what your thoughts were on Jovi and their relationship.
Do you want my honest thoughts?
Duh.
I think that Lisa is trying to use Jovi. I actually have a lot of opinions about this. I think Lisa's trying to use Jovi to make Lenny jealous, but it's not working because Lenny doesn't love her.
Lenny is smitten with his new kitten.
Yeah, exactly. And he's been out of love with her. If you guys watched the prior seasons, like, you can tell that there is trouble in paradise. So I don't think that it's working. I feel that she hasn't been alone in a long time, and she has gotten so used to living this really luxurious lifestyle. And I do feel that she's going to have a hard time being independent, and maybe she's kind of using Jovi, it's not just like financially, but I think she's using Jovi to fill the void of being lonely. I think it's too soon. I think it's too soon. And I think that Jovi so far seems like he's a saint for putting up with a lot of the stuff that she's going through, because he definitely does not have to put up with that stuff. And I understand that Lisa's going through a lot and she needs to talk to somebody about it, but I don't think that he should be the one.
Yeah, and the girls have said that to her also. They said, you gotta stop talking about Lenny all the time to Jovi. Like, he's gonna get sick of it.
Yeah, and she's like,
well, already is sick of it.
Yeah, and she's like, well, Jovi's been through a divorce. Okay, well, does Jovi sit there and talk to you about his ex-wife all the time? Probably like, not. I'm curious to know, because they don't show that in the show, but like, is he sitting there constantly talking to you about his ex-wife? Is he crying to you about the things that are going on with his ex-wife? Because
yeah, and would you like that? Put yourself in his shoes.
Right.
Would you appreciate that? Would you like that? Would you want to listen to that? No.
I wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't. So I think she tried, I think she moved on too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't, am I crazy or do her kids call him like Uncle Jovi or something?
Oh yeah, she told him it was their gay, her gay friend or gay uncle.
Yeah, like how, that's fucked up. How is that gonna work out later? Like if they were to work out.
Mm-hmm.
He's their gay uncle?
Yeah, that's gotta be confusing. Wait a minute, I thought you were my gay uncle. Now you're my stepdad? What's going on?
Yeah, so I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Do you feel that Lisa is dragging her divorce out, or do you feel like Lenny needs to pay up?
I truly do think that Lenny should provide support to his children, number one. And I do feel like he needs to provide Lisa with support. He created that monster. And it's because he decided to leave the marriage. She would have stayed with him forever, and I truly do believe that.
Yeah.
Because why leave? She's got everything she could ever want more. There's really no reason for her to leave.
And Lenny was like, I want you to give me children. I want children.
Yeah.
Well, she's given you these two children, and you stepped out on her. I feel like Lisa had children for Lenny because he made it such a big deal.
Yeah.
And now that they're here, you fucked up. I don't like that. I do feel bad for Lisa, and I do think that Lenny needs to pay up.
Yeah, and what I haven't really read into it a whole lot, but from what I was sort of seeing was that he was only trying to give her like $8,000 a month. And
yeah, when you think about the cost of living in Miami,
it's not a lot.
No, his profession.
Yeah.
And he's kicking her out of the house so he can bring his girlfriend in.
Yeah, and she's got to do these, like raise these kids. Like, she's just so accustomed to a certain lifestyle. And
it's like being ripped away from her.
Yeah, the kids are accustomed to a certain lifestyle, and he has the means to provide that still, and he's the one that decided to leave. I'm not saying she should get all of his hard-earned money, because I really don't like the way she spends his money.
Yeah.
But I still feel like he is obligated to support her. And if she keeps... they keep dragging it out because they can't agree, and I think it's because he's being stingy and she's being greedy.
like they're both greedy.
It's like a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, because Lisa's lawyer, from my understanding, is like, sign this paper, like sign this deal. But from Lisa's standpoint, she's saying that like Lenny will agree to something until the very end. And that's actually what my ex-husband would do.
Uh-huh.
The moment, like we'd agree on something, and then the moment we'd go into mediation to just wash our hands of it, he'd be like, actually, I want this.
And then you have to start all over again.
So in that regard, I understand the frustration of that. And Lenny probably is doing that.
Yeah, probably.
Because he doesn't want to pay her.
Yeah, I don't blame him, though. Like, I can kind of see both sides, because I couldn't imagine going through school, getting my medical degree, becoming a phenomenal, sought after, talented plastic surgeon, getting my net worth up to $90 million, working my ass off, and then I have a wife that's just kind of chilling at the house, dumping all my money down the drain.
And
$10,000 on Instacart.
And that's in one day.
And that's in just... that's just Instacart. Could you imagine what her bills are for all this other stuff? She really has this, like, insanely entitled mindset, in my opinion. And her spending is so reckless. Like, she really does need to get that under control. That would be frustrating as Lenny.
Yeah, it's like she has unlimited funds. She's living her life, like, just with the idea that there's unlimited funds. Because I know that there's a point in the show where Lenny is, like, we don't need to keep decorating. Like, mm-hmm. we're done. We're done. And she's like, oh, no, we're never done. And they have so much shit. It's beautiful, but it's so much stuff.
Mm-hmm. She just has, she really, I think, is addicted to spending his money. I did not like when they were about to sign. And then Lenny added that one more little thing. And the little thing was not a little thing. He wanted to have control over if she was ever allowed to live with a male partner.
Yeah.
Again. He's like, I'll pay for your home. I'll pay for your home for you and the kids. But you have to agree to never allow a man to live there. And I was like, that's not okay. That is some controlling
okay,
behavior.
So that little tidbit right there.
Yeah.
Is where I was like, when Lisa was like, he just keeps adding. And he, that one right there, I was like, yeah, Lisa, I bet he is doing that shit. Because yeah. that, who, excuse me. Like, if you're getting divorced and you are divorced, I'm sorry, that person who you got divorced from doesn't have a say in if you're seeing someone, if you're living with somebody. But I'm also wondering if it's a tactic also where he's like, oh, well, maybe if I put something so ridiculous in, she'll be like, oh, never mind. I'm good with the 8,000.
Right.
But I'm sorry. The way that comes off is he's a little prick.
Yeah, that's not okay. You can't control.
And he's the one that cheated on her. He's the one that wants to leave her. He's the one who has a new girlfriend and is already engaged to her before he's even divorced.
Like, yeah, and he moved her in as soon as Lisa got out.
Yeah.
So how would he like it if
Lisa
said, oh, okay, well, I'll agree to this, but you can never have a woman live with you ever again.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. And his comeback was, well, I pay for it. Well, I pay for this house, so I should have say in who stays in it and who doesn't. But you can't say she can't have a man, like, be with her.
Uh-huh.
That's just crossing the line.
That's so crazy. That's so crazy.
You know, that's a messy sitch. There's a lot of money involved. They're both stubborn. I don't know. We'll see how it plays out.
Gosh. Happy I'm not Lisa.
Yeah. More money, more problems.
More money, more problems. Ain't that the truth? It really is.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So, all right. I guess that's enough about Lisa and Lenny. Lenny. what girl this season was your favorite? What girl was your least favorite? And I want you to tell me a little bit of why you're picking them.
So to be 100% honest, Lisa used to always be my favorite, but she got knocked down some pegs. I'm sorry, girlfriend. I love Marisol.
Yeah.
I've always loved Marisol as well. I love Marisol so much.
I can see that.
I think that she is funny. She's kind of witty. Love her. I think that in real life, I would get along with her.
Yeah.
And I also love Kiki. Kiki is freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
She is so funny. And I feel like she's like a good comedic relief for the show. Like Marisol is funny too, but not like Kiki.
Kiki's drying her eyes with a ding dong dildo.
Yeah, with a dildo. She's wiping her face.
I don't have a Lenny. I don't have a Todd. I have this.
And I had to buy this.
Yeah, I had to buy my dildo.
Yeah, and when the girls are going through, remember when they were doing the scavenger hunt? And they
that was
go
so funny.
Into her suitcase and they're digging through the suitcase and they're like, what the f-?
They found a dildo.
And she's like, it's my travel dildo. Like, what do you mean?
They're like, you're going on a girl's trip.
You're only gone for a few days. And she's like, nope, I'm bringing it. I bring it everywhere.
Yeah, she's like, I don't know when the mood's going to strike. I got to be prepared.
I think Kiki is freaking hilarious.
Yeah. Who's your least favorite?
Oh, my least favorite. Sorry. I don't like Adriana. I feel like where the other girls are nasty to your face. She's nasty behind your back.
She's kind of calculating, isn't she?
She is.
Calculate.
Yeah.
Calculate.
Yeah, she really is. And she inserts herself in people's business. Like, whenever she was talking to Todd, apparently, like, in passing, and she's like, oh, yeah, well, I hope you guys are working on your marriage or some shit like that. Uh-huh. And I'm like, bitch.
Trouble in paradise.
Trouble in paradise. That's what it is. And then the Mother's Day brunch.
Oh, my God. She plotted that whole thing. I felt so bad that Nicole got blamed for that.
Right?
That was bullshit.
Right? Oh, Nicole's another good favorite.
Yeah.
She's smart.
Yeah.
And beautiful.
Yeah. She's got it all.
She really does.
Yeah.
And she has a yacht. And I think they have an airplane.
Yeah, her husband's a pilot.
Yeah. They have planes and stuff. Like, this girl is living the life. Mm-hmm. And she's not just a regular housewife. She's a doctor. Like, she's she has her own money. She
has a career. Yeah. Hot body, great fashion.
Hot body.
Just has it all. We love you.
I have the same question for you, I think. I'm pretty sure I wrote that down. Who's your favorite and least favorite this season?
I, too, also love Kiki. She is so funny. I love Nicole. I respect Nicole so much for being such a hard worker, being so smart, not being dependent on a man 100%, and I feel like she does work that matters. Like, she does a cool job.
I like that she's close with her mom, too.
She just puts people to sleep. That's it. Ooh, what a talent. No, I feel like anesthesiologists are important. Like, you can't work on anyone surgery. The foundation of working on somebody for a surgery is knocking them out. That's like step one.
And you have to know the correct dosage because you don't want your patient to wake up during their surgery. And you don't want to kill them.
Right.
Like,
she's got lives in her hands. So, yeah, I feel like she has a job that matters and makes a difference. So, on top of being beautiful and wealthy.
Perfect.
Nicole.
Love you.
Love you. And my least favorite is also Adriana. She is just not my favorite. She's never really been my favorite. And you know what? Larsa was kind of hard to like this season.
Oh my gosh. You know what? I haven't even thought about Larsa.
Larsa was hard to like this
season. Larsa was hard to like this season. I know that we talked about in the Traitors, how like in the Traitors, I was like, wow, I really liked Larsa in the Traitors. Well, before we did this podcast with the Housewives, I wanted to freshen up.
Right.
And as I'm freshening up on these episodes, I'm like, oh my God, I don't even think I could be friends with her.
Yeah, I think you did say that you didn't like Larsa so much on Miami, but you liked her
on Traitors. I liked her on Traitors, but seeing her level of friendship and loyalty, I don't know if it's loyalty, but No. And Gertie, what do you think about Gertie? She's going through a lot this season.
I actually really like Gertie, and I always have. She's another one. I think she's smart and beautiful, and she's a bomb-ass business owner. She does all that, like, wedding and party planning. She has great taste. I love her husband. Her kids are so good. And
yeah, her husband seems really supportive of her, and, like, he really loves her.
Yeah. And I just... Why?
Yeah, I feel so horrible for all the things that she's going through.
Why is that happening to such a nice, sweet Gertie?
Our Gertie girl. And she's another one that has really great fashion sense.
Yeah, she does. I like her fashion,
too. Love her fashion. And I feel like she's, I feel like she's really sensible. Like, she's coming into this era of herself where she's like, I don't even want to deal with the bullshit, you know? Like, she has so much going on that all this petty shit that the girls are arguing about, she's like, you guys are, this is bullshit.
Well, I imagine a cancer diagnosis and going through all these surgeries and chemo really puts things into perspective. Sitting there at the table listening to these girls argue about dog food and, like, just stupid stuff. Just... the stupidest stuff. I couldn't imagine sitting there listening to them argue about such bullshit when you're literally, your life is on the line.
I believe there's one episode where she excuses herself from the table mm-hmm. when they're out to dinner. Because she's like, you guys, I just can't deal with this. mm-hmm. I can't deal with it. She's like, I have cancer and you guys are bickering about shit that doesn't even matter. And mm-hmm. she gets up and she leaves.
Yep. I don't blame her. What was your most favorite or most memorable moment of the season?
I would say my most memorable moment of the season was, to be perfectly honest, it's that fucked up gondola ride. Well, actually, that whole trip. You know what? Okay, my most memorable moment is this entire fucking trip that they're yeah, taking to Mexico.
To Mexico City.
What the hell? Alexia, I love you, girl, but what kind of trip did you plan?
It was so weird.
The dinner? I'd be so uncomfortable. Like, get your fucking weens away from me and get it away from my food. And the food, it was just little itty bitty portions. And the girls were like, we're starving.
Yeah, I would have been like, okay, that was cool. Can we go to McDonald's now?
Can we go to
McDonald's? I'm hungry.
Take the party bus to McDonald's. And the gondola ride from hell.
I know, it started out like so nice. They went to church that morning.
That was beautiful.
Beautiful. They all bonded.
That made me cry.
They all cried. They all prayed. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so nice.
I felt like that was a really powerful moment in the yeah, show. Like yeah, that one moved me to tears. And I remember thinking, Jeanette's probably not even going to cry over this.
No, I was just like, wow, this church is really pretty. Oh, this is cute. But no, definitely no tears.
No, because it's that dinner. The church. Beautiful moment.
Uh-huh.
The gondola ride.
Which I thought was going to be cool. I'm like, cool, these are colorful boats. They have lunch.
Why are they going through the fucking ghetto?
This sounds relaxing. Well, you got to remember, Megan, like, other city... I know you haven't been to other countries.
I haven't.
But some of them are like that. Like, when I went to the Dominican Republic, mm-hmm. they don't have water. They don't have electricity. They live in... what we would consider a shack. They don't even have floors. Their house, you walk in, it's dirt. Yeah, they're washing their clothes in buckets. Sometimes I feel like when you live and you grew up in America, you're just so oblivious
yeah
to what struggles other countries have.
Yeah, like, it's where you think insane. You're struggling, you're not, compared yeah. to other
yeah.
people.
Yeah, we're so lucky and we're so grateful. It's amazing what we have compared to other people. Like, it's just crazy. I don't know. I just remember going to the Dominican Republic, and that was the first time I really saw it. And my son was there, and I was glad he was there, because I was like, look around and be so grateful for
yeah,
what you have.
You're here on vacation.
Yeah. Like, just be grateful. I don't know. But yeah, that's just how
it's
it is.
It's kind of
that's
wild
how,
how
live.
Some of these places are tourist places, though, uh-huh. that are getting money from yeah. tourism, and they're not put, it seems like it's not being put back into the country for yeah. the people.
Right.
Because it's kind of fucked up when you think about it that wealthy white people are coming over to yeah. party in, like, this luxurious place, and you're living in a shack.
Yep. And then it's kind of like, what would they have if there wasn't any tourism? Like, that brings money to them. So it's kind of like a...
it's like they need it, but then it's also not being used.
Balance.
Yeah, it's not being used correctly.
I don't know. It's just so crazy to me. But yeah, and like Kiki was saying, that's how she grew up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's some people's normal for sure.
It was just... you're right. I haven't traveled. So from my perspective,
not yet,
but we might have some news for you guys. Maybe. But yeah, just seeing that if I was on vacation, that's not what I'd expect.
Right.
In a gondola ride.
Yeah.
Also, that man was working so damn hard pushing all those bitches. Yeah, there's no motor. He's pushing all these ladies and the boat mm-hmm. by himself. with the stick. And Lisa, I felt, was compassionate for him in that moment.
Yeah.
Because she was like, oh my God, do you need water? Do you need this?
Oh, yeah. I liked seeing that. She handed him some water. And she's like, please drink some water. Yeah. It's so hot. Are you okay?
Yeah. I was like, okay, you're...
There's a heart in there.
There's a heart in there. And then they get to the part with the dolls. The doll shack with all those fucking scary ass... baby dolls, Barbie dolls, like, they're... It was terrifying. It was fucking terrifying. And Julia's crying, which I understand.
Yeah.
She's lost a child. Lost. And, like, I'm sure she doesn't like being there.
Yeah, the whole island is built around the history of someone losing a child.
Yeah, like...
That's the whole reason that island exists, is because a child was lost.
Yeah. Even Marisol was like, we gotta get out of here, dude. Yeah. Like, we gotta get out of here. And then one of the guys in the shop was like, yeah, this place is haunted. Like, sometimes this doll... oh my God! Sometimes this doll opens their mouth. And I'm like, oh my God! Like,
get me out of here!
Oh my God! It was just...
It definitely gives you chills.
And then Gertie gets sick. Gertie gets sick as shit on the boat.
So sick. I felt like it happened out of nowhere, too. It was right after they left the doll island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gertie's crying. Julia's crying. All the girls are screaming to get
here,
out of
here. Here comes a mariachi band.
A mariachi band?
Appears out of nowhere.
Coming by while these girls are screaming, puking, crying, like...
Dogs are barking.
Dogs are barking.
The wind is blowing.
Kiki and Lisa are fighting, like... The gondola ride from hell.
Larsa and Lisa were fighting.
I did agree with Larsa in that moment, though.
Juice boxes were flying.
Assault was happening by juice box.
That was some crazy shit.
Yeah. That was a lot to take in. That was a lot of episode and trip to just take in.
Yeah.
Ugh. Gosh.
So that was your most memorable moment, huh?
Yeah, that's been my most memorable moment. What was your most memorable or favorite moment of this season? And why?
Mine was, too, the gondola ride from hell.
Yeah?
What was it? It was Miami Mommies, and then it became Miami Locos. That was crazy. It started off fine, and then it started with Lisa and Larsa, I think, and then there was the dog feeding, which exploded with Kiki, and it just felt like every time it was starting to settle back down, it would get more heated, and more heated, and more heated, and it was just crazy. What's her name?
Julia.
One we don't like.
Adriana.
It was Adriana. Remember, they were like, hey, let's say a prayer. Because they were trying to settle back down. Oh. And Adriana said a prayer that was, like, not a good prayer. It was kind of like a backstabby prayer. It was like, some of us are getting along better than others. And then she laughed. She was like, ha, 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 ha. And as soon as they cut, she was done with the prayer, they cut and the wind starts blowing and the trees darken. And it was like, oh my gosh. In my mind, I'm thinking, Adriana's evil. She's evil. She started all this.
And she really wanted to get off the boat and look around at the dolls and stuff because she's like, well, I really have to use the bathroom. I don't fucking care. I'm staying on that boat. I'm not getting out of the boat. I'll pee in a fucking cup.
I'll pee off the side of the boat.
There was bottles on that ship. There was juice boxes. Cut the top off. Pee in the juice box. Like, there's no way I was getting out on that island.
Yeah.
Oh, and the dogs.
The dogs.
Lisa feeding the dogs. Like, I'm sorry, but why would you think that's okay? Why would you think it's okay to just take food off the boat and throw it into other people's yards? And
because they're hungry.
How do you know that?
They don't get fed.
How do you know that?
This is that better than the food that they eat.
And that's where Kiki was like, hold the fuck up.
You don't know what they get fed. You don't know. Those dogs did not look like they were starving.
No.
They didn't look emaciated to me.
No, they looked like normal dogs.
They really look like normal dogs to me. And if they were a little dirty, it was because they live outside.
Like, so
there's
their
dirt
owners.
Outside. Like, yeah. That gondola ride was one for the books. That went down in my most memorable for sure. And favorite would be the church. I feel like they all had a really good bonding moment there. That was nice to see.
It was. Yeah. Are there any friendships that have stuck out to you or have surprised you this season?
Julia and Adriana have been like ride or die, but it is nice to see Julia is starting to see Adriana's calculating stuff. And Julia called her out on it.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice to see because I'm sure it is hard for Julia to be friends with Adriana while she's doing all this calculating stuff on the side.
Yeah, and Julia's starting to become friends with Alexia.
Yeah. I don't know why that stuck out to me. And then Alexis and Marisol are still ride or dies, but they were starting to fight a little bit there in the beginning. I don't remember. Oh, what was it about? Oh, I think it was because Marisol felt that Alexia didn't have her back or something.
It was that. I don't remember what the issue was, but that is what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But after watching Girls Trip with Alexia and Marisol and seeing them multiple times on Miami, that's their relationship, man. They're ride or die.
Uh-huh.
But they fucking bicker.
Yeah.
And I think Alexia said, like, I can't stand being with Marisol for so many days in a row. Like, we have to break away and have our space. So, like, long periods of time of them traveling where they're together. Yeah. So they need to break off from each other. But sometimes it's a little uncomfortable to see.
I don't know. I feel like those just stuck out to me because both of those relationships, if you've been watching Real Housewives of any, relationships kind of come and go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're friends and then they're not friends. But those four have seemed to stick out for the longest.
Yeah, like two sets of for real best friends.
Yeah, so that's nice to see. And it was nice to see Julia call Adriana out on her shit.
I thought it was kind of nice to see when Marisol was having a little heat exhaustion. She's, like, dying, and the girls are fighting. It's It was Alexia and, God, I don't know who the other girl was, but Alexia and another girl are fighting, and it's Adriana who's coming to Marisol's rescue.
Yeah, and they don't like each other.
And she's, like, fanning her down. She's trying to help her. Again, Julia and Alexia are kind of starting to mingle and be friends.
Yeah.
I kind of like the frenemy thing.
Yeah.
I like seeing people who were not friends who seriously fucking hate each other.
And now all of a sudden they're at least
there for you when you need them. You.
Yeah. That's nice. 'Cause,
oh, we'll talk about Beverly Hills later in another one, but that's kind of something that I saw in Beverly Hills, too. I just like to see kindness, I guess, amongst enemies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Plot twist.
What's your opinion on Larsa sharing with literally everyone in the fucking world that Gertie has cancer?
That is... I thought Larsa was great up until that moment. That was when I think it kind of flipped for me.
Yep, me
and
too.
And I was like, Larsa, no. I thought that was so messed up. It wasn't her story to tell.
No.
And Gertie specifically asked her not to tell anyone. She said, can you please keep this between us? And Larsa even made a joke. Oh, I'm going to go call TMZ now. And they were like, ha 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 ha. And literally, she spread it like a wildfire the same day. It was just a couple hours later for Marcus's whatever party.
Surprise party.
Welcome home party.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And then Gertie is, like, trying to tell her why that's not okay and why she's hurt by that. And Larsa's just...
Doubling down,
staying firm. Like, oh, well, I thought you meant just don't tell the press. Bitch!
No.
Why would that be your story to tell the press?
It's not your story to tell anyone.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, honestly, that is when I was like, oh, Larsa, I wouldn't be able to be friends with her. I felt like that was a horrible thing to do.
Yeah, that really flipped the script for me on Larsa. I really liked her before then.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started to like her less. Are you surprised that Larsa and Marcus are split up after only a year?
No, because those who claim their love the loudest are right? usually the ones that split up the fastest.
They were very loud.
Yeah, and something that you had brought up.
Oh, yeah, at lunchtime.
At lunch was they had started all these ventures together within only being together in a year.
Yeah. He was obviously on Real Housewives of Miami with her. We saw how they couldn't be apart, which is a red flag. They started a podcast together. They went on Traders together. They were talking about having kids. All in a year.
All in a year.
That's a lot of pressure and a lot of stimulation to put on a fresh relationship. And it's all in the public eye, too. Like, I don't... That was too much. I was surprised because I thought they were, like, really, truly in love. And I love love. And I was really happy for her.
Yeah.
But I'm not that surprised because, like you're saying, those who love the loudest.
Yeah.
Oh, and I thought I saw something that he had cheated on her, like, in the beginning of the relationship. But she kind of just swept it under the rug and was like, oh, well, we weren't really officially together.
Yeah, it was, like, right after Thanksgiving or something. But then it was caught in the news that they spent Thanksgiving together.
Yeah, so the timeline wasn't really timelining.
Yeah, and then there was speculation that they broke up because she has jealousy issues, which, if he's cheated on her before... I could see that.
Yeah, and I could see if he had cheated on her, maybe that's why she was so obsessively not wanting him to leave her side. And, oh, we can't be apart, and I've never spent more than a day or two away from him.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably because she didn't trust him. Red flags!
Yeah. And then there's also speculation that it has to do with kids, which she is older than him, and she does have kids that are full grown. Like, why would she want to start over? I mean, I think she did talk about how she would.
Yeah.
But, like, why would you want to at that age? And also, wouldn't that be something that you should kind of discuss in the beginning?
Yeah.
Like, not, hey, like, a year into it.
I know you don't have kids. Is that something you're interested in?
Yeah.
Yeah, those things should have been discussed.
Do you think they're going to talk about it on the reunion? Because I don't think that this has been brought up on Miami yet.
I think Andy will definitely ask.
I hope so.
I think if...
Unless... Well, oh, but if they've already filmed the reunion...
Yeah, I don't know what the timeline is.
Oh, we need to do some research to find out when the reunion is
being filmed. I know they already recorded their reunion because I saw their reunion outfits. And I think that was before...
Shit!
Yeah, we might not get any. Maybe they broke up after the reunion on purpose.
Yeah, because all the news articles that I'm seeing are within the day or two.
Oh, okay. Then it probably won't.
Like, this is fresh.
I would love for someone to ask her about it. Maybe next season people will ask her. I mean, if she's on next season, I think it's definitely going to come up.
It's going
to
be brought up.
It's going to come up. Maybe we'll find something out.
What if Marcus was using Larsa to get some airtime and to get more clout?
Well, I will say,
as the kids say.
I didn't know anything about Marcus Jordan before
right.
he started dating Larsa. But then again, his dad is Michael Jordan, so he could get clout many other ways.
Like, yeah, but now we all know who he is when not a lot of people knew.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I just don't know enough about Marcus. Like, literally, that was the first time I ever even...
He seemed nice on the show.
Yeah, he seems really nice.
Yeah, Marcus
really
seemed
smart.
Like he was a nice guy.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it just didn't work out, and that's...
Sometimes it just happens.
Fine. He's gonna be fine. She's gonna be fine. Why is that guy walking like an 800-year-old man? He's so young.
Oh, God. He better not come to this house.
No solicitors.
I'm going to put some tape and paper on the door that says, stop coming here. Oh, my God. What if he's walking like that to get sympathy? I'm such a bitch.
What happens if he's walking like that? Because the last person he knocked on their door beat him up.
What if he's knocking on their door so he could say that he went door to door, but since there's no cars in the parking lot, he knows they're not going to answer.
Yeah.
That's what I used to do whenever I was a door-to-door person. By the way, y'all, we're sitting here looking outside the window. My window in the office points to the front of the house and the street, and it's really busy out here. So we're kind of people watching while we're recording.
Yeah, it's neighborhood watch time.
Neighborhood watch. I think that wraps it up.
Yeah. I mean, we still have a few more episodes to go mm-hmm. of Miami and a reunion. So more to come.
Yeah, I think there's 4 or 5 more episodes before the reunion. So we do have a few more weeks before we get to see that.
Yeah.
Next week, we want to talk about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because there's also a lot going on over there, too.
There's so much going on. I need to catch up, but there's been so much going on at Beverly Hills this season.
Yeah, Beverly Hills is... I don't know if I'm biased, but or crazy. I don't know why I'd be biased, but I feel like this year has been the best for Salt Lake City, Miami, Beverly Hills. It's like there's drama, but not too much, but some drama. Like, I understand why Orange County quit playing.
Yeah.
I get why. It was so loud. Mm-hmm. It was so loud all the time. Meh. Yeah. But we're really looking forward to next week's episode for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah. So come back next week and we'll talk about Beverly Hills together.
And follow us and like and subscribe on Jam Session. We're on Instagram, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and pretty much anywhere else that you listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
And tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends to be friends with us.
Tell your friends. Tell my friends.
To be friends.
To be friends.
And we'll all be friends. Yeah. Okay, guys. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.